Okay, welcome, Lario, from University of
NC State,
North Carolina State yes. University. Okay, great.
Thank you, and hi everyone. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for sticking around, just like every speaker said. So I have two goals for this presentation. Hope you guys can see me. I'm not that tall. So my goal one is I hope you guys will enjoy it and really have fun with me. And second, I would like to get feedback because I want to get this paper submitted by the end of December. So you guys are all chemistry experts, and I just done chemistry for maybe a little more than 1 year. So you have a lot to offer. Now I realize that chemistry is kind of like some famous people said, catching a cat in a dark room, and there's actually no cat there. So now just come with me and join me up to my journey, to my research. So today I'm going to talk to you about how soil organic matter impacts on arsenic kinetics of SMA. I noticed a lot of folks, you guys, talk about organic matter and also arsenic, and there's maybe the first speaker also talked about the organic arsenic. So now we are going to see, I know there's a missing cat there. So we are going to start the introduction. So MSMA is an organic arsenical herbicide and is applied in cotton and turf. That's where it's commonly used. So what's our problem? EPA proposed a ban in 2006. However, the industry and farmers, they want to keep these herbicides in the market, want to keep them in the toolbox. So it's kind of a paradox. So we keep it or not keep it. Maybe, hopefully, after the presentation, you will have more sense of what we do with it. And why EPA is concerned about it? So if you have this MSMA, arsenical herbicide, when you apply to the soil, and then you have soil water, and you get dissolved to MMA, and MMA, through methylation and transform to DMA, or it can go through demethylation and turn to arsenic 5, as you can see in the middle, or it can also reduce to the arsenic 3, as a lot of speakers already mentioned, like this. So something very important is those four major species have very different LD50. LD50 can indicate a toxicity level, so that the lower the LD50, the higher the toxicity. So arsenic 5 and arsenic 3 both have very high toxicity. So what's our research gap here? From all those MSMA paper I read, I found out that there's no clear indication of how long the MSMA really transformed to inorganic arsenic or other species. So the time scale is definitely something unknown. Or secondly, I think there's no very clear indication of how soil organic carbon affects both absorption and transformation. So here's the gap, and we have these three hypotheses. So audience here, you can come with me and take some guess. For example, the hypothesis one is how long this process really takes, how long this absorption or how long this transformation takes. And I read papers from Sparks group. They did a incubation study for a year, so shaking for a year, I think they have a very strong shaker. However, after looking at the data, they probably transformed, I think, maybe a month because you see a big drop. So that's why I hypothesis 1 month. And secondly, we have this question of how soil organic matter will affect arsenic absorption and transformation. So for hypothesis 2, I hypothesis soil organic matter increased absorption. Because before I get into this, I don't know much about chemistry. I just think soil organic matter, the more soil organic matter, of course, you absorb more arsenic, right? I think that's very legit. And for hypothesis 3, I hypothesis soil organic matter increase the transformation due to the microbial activity. So that's our objective statement. We that experiment to determine the effect of soil organic carbon on temporal trends in absorption and transformation in a Candor sand, sandy soil, and sea soil sandy clay loam following this herbicide application. So we chose this Candor and this sea soil is because those two, one is a state soil, one is a very commonly soil that apply MSMA. So that's very local. And this is the experimental design to test those three hypotheses. So we have four treatments with incremental level of soil organic carbon. And we have these two soils I just mentioned to you. And we have MSMA spike to it. And we did an incubation study for 28 days and sampled periodically 10 times. And here is the general procedure for how we did this experiment. So at first, we hydrate the peat hydration, and then we did equilibrium with the soils, and then spike MSMA, do the incubation, and then analysis through the HPLC, ICP-MS, or SEP-MS for the arsenic. So this general procedure. So now, let's look at the results. So this is what I'm going to spend a lot of time and energy to go through with you. So this figure, at first, we can saw a comparison for those two soils. So they're very different. For Candor sand, you will see that during the whole course of about a month, that arsenic decreased, I would say slowly compared to sea salt, sandy clay loam. For sea salt, sandy clay loam, it decreased very rapidly in the first half day. And notice that our setup for x-axis is our incubation time, and the y-axis is the arsenic concentration. So that's one thing I want you guys to notice. Secondly, if we look at the soil organic carbon for both soils, and we did the replicates for this experiment, and you will see, actually, whenever you have a higher soil organic carbon, you end up with more dissolved arsenic. So you have more arsenic in your aqueous solution. At first, it shocked me because I didn't know much. But that was what I found in both soils. So it was quite interesting because when I tried to explain those to the farmers in the field, it takes a while to get the mechanisms so clear. However, later on, I'm going to have something to try to explain why this happened. So right now, I'm going to show you some speciation data for we mainly focus on these four species. So if you look at these four figures, notice it is percentage, and I just want to show you some highlights of the speciation data. Notice that for what I highlight in the last two figures, for 2.5% SOC added and 5% SOC added, the empty triangle indicates arsenic 5. You can see the majority of arsenic species in the system turn to arsenic 5 at the end of incubation for the Candor sand, especially at 5% SOC added. Arsenic 5 becomes dominant, 94%. So that's quite shocking to me too. Here is the same data, but it is expressed in a concentration instead of percentage. So just want to take a notice on that. And notice the last figure for 5% SOC added, even total arsenic decrease, that's the general trend, but arsenic in the solution still have a very noticeable increasing trend. So those are for the Candor sandy soil. Now let's look at for the sea salt sandy clay loam. So we also take notice on this is expressed in percentage, and also just pay special attention to the 2.5% SOC added and the 5% SOC added. We notice that this empty triangle, which indicating arsenic 5, also increased, and especially at the 5% SOC added, it becomes dominant. So that's something very noticeable, and also it can be serious because we just showed arsenic 5 is so much more toxic than the MSMA we applied to the field. So However, for this same data expressed in a concentration, since in sandy clay loam, it decreased quite a lot, so it's not very noticeable for the arsenic 5 to show in any of those figures. Okay, so now is the fun part. Why? Why does it happen? Models. I think that's the way to go because the whole world is models, just different kind of models. And our experiment was basically a physical analog model, just like most of you guys did, and I used a statistical model for the analysis. So what else? We haven't used mathematical model yet, and I can also use analog and image model. So here, that we modeled through the linear splines with the t equals to 10 days as the knot. So why we do that? And you will see that in a minute. But notice that the solid line is a model predictive value. So basically it's two domains, 0 to 10 and then 10 to 28 days. So here is the model for the seesaw, sandy clay loam. And I was just using candle as example to explain why we do this. This is the equation we set up for the linear spline models. So this is the linear model, and the second equation you saw is we estimate the value. So notice the second value, 82.59, so that basically is the slope for your first domain. And you will see here in the table, in up part, from 0 to 10, you also see that 82.59, so that's the slope. We define it as arsenic loss rate constant. So why that matters? Why we want to make a table about arsenic loss rate? So notice the trend. For the 0 to 10 days, the first domain, you will see from 0 to 5% soil organic carbon, there are decreasing trends of the arsenic loss rate. However, for the second domain, you will see an increasing trend of the arsenic loss rate. So what's going on? And for the seesaw, we noticed the same trend. For the first two domains that we modeled, we see that there's a decreasing trend for the arsenic loss rate, but for the from 0.5 to 28 days, we saw an increasing arsenic loss rate. So this table, they let me hypothesize that probably during this whole incubation time, we have two domains of things going on. In the first domain, absorption is dominant. And then at the second domain, the transformation is dominant because this data trend can help us support this hypothesis. Because in the first, you see that trend for decreasing is because there are competition going on for soil organic carbon absorption, but for the second domain, they are microbial activity going on, so you have more carbon in it, and you speed up, so you have a higher rate. And so go back to our what we just hypothesized. For our hypothesis one, I asked you guys, you can take a guess how long it took. So we probably already answered in our slides and data, so it takes about for Candor, about a month, and for seesaw, it's even less than a month. And we can say yes to this hypothesis, and there are 90% arsenic absorbed in the first 3 days for seesaw, and within 28 days for Candor. And secondly, we found out absorption was dominant at 0 to 10 days, the first domain. Then the transformation was dominant in the second domain for this holds true for both soils. It's just two soils have a little different time range. So for our hypothesis two, soil organic matter increases absorption, like me and my other colleagues, or maybe our farmers think. No, it's actually the data shows no for both soils. Soil organic carbon affects absorption significantly, but negatively. The more soil organic carbon you saw, there was less absorption as showing both data and for three replicates. Our hypothesis three, soil organic matter increases transformation. So we say yes to this hypothesis. soil organic carbon affects transformation significantly and positively. The more soil organic carbon we saw more transformation here. So, I just talked about we can use analogy to explain this. So why when now we have more soil organic matter, we saw more arsenic in the solution? So there are maybe three possible mechanisms to explain this. First, maybe when you have more soil organic carbon, you knock down your arsenic from your soil. So now you see the first, it dropped down, so your arsenic went to your solution. And secondly, maybe your arsenic and organic matter form a dissolved aqueous solution. It end up in the solution. Or maybe thirdly, probably they've formed a iron bridge. So that's my guess, and this can be used for, we can do future research and literature research about it. So what's the implication for our research and our data? So for our data, we can help EPA to make decision about MSMA, if we should keep it in the market or not. They're going to have the re-registration for this herbicide in 2017 and 2019. And also, if we keep MSMA, what kind of environment should we apply and what environment should we avoid based on the soil type and the soil organic matter level? So here's some implication, and I would like to acknowledge those people who have helped tremendously for this research, and here's my contact. With this, I would like to thank you so much for your attention and for your time, and I'll take any questions you may have.
Okay, since we only have one more talk, I think we can have a few questions.
So, what was the temperature
of your incubation? So, our incubation was set in the lab, so it's around 22 degrees. And two sensors. That's a very good question. We haven't set temperature as a variable, but I think that definitely can affect it because temperature will affect your microbial activity. So if you set 10 degrees, 20 or 30 degrees, definitely it'll make a difference. But we haven't do that. So our temperature is all the same in the same lab. Yeah, thank you very much for the question. Great question too. So it is oxygenated. So we incubate them in the tubes, but we unscrew the tube every like 2 or 3 days, and we also using the probe of the DO to test it and just to make sure it is oxygenated. Thank you for the question. Anyone else? Yes. Wow, I honestly don't have the data for kind of exchange capacity. I will believe the Sandy Clay Long probably have higher kind of exchange capacity because it has more clay in it. I'm not saying that will lead to it, but that's my guess. But I think it'll be great to include that point in my data table. Thank you, that's a good suggestion. I think to include that for the soil property, definitely it'll be good.
Thank you, Lily.
Thank you so much.